I'm going to hit their next big play, poisoning the meat supply. Because the globalists have already poisoned the food supplies with GMOs and chemicals and nanotech and microplastics and all the rest of it, and the atmosphere and the environment, the energy field with all the 5G and the rest of it. But now they're making their main move on the cows. And we've already seen their blueprint for this, so I want you to listen to me now. And that means governments around the world, intelligence agencies, everybody. And I'm going to tell you what's coming next. And you can bet your bottom dollar that this is already in train. This is already in progress. This is already going down. Maybe we can stop it. But that's coming up next hour. But the last thing is the family. And that's why their full assault is on that. They're cutting off the resources so it's impossible to be independent. And organizing to come after the farms and the ranches and the truck farms and the people that are trying to be self-sufficient. And they're going to use biological weapons to do that. And chemical weapons and really nanotech prion attacks to do it. Just as they did with the mad cow disease in the mid-90s. As a beta test, that'll be the new attack. They've already hit the public with a form of mad cow causing prions with the spike protein. In fact, I'd ask you guys, maybe you gave it to me, but I don't see it here, to print me the history of the mad cow outbreak. I wanted to review that again because you're here to get tomorrow's news today, right? You're not here just to hear me talk about how we were right about this and right about that, because that, what does that do? You know we have credibility. I can tell you that one of their next big moves is to introduce through the vaccines biologics that will make beef poison. They're going to hit beef first, then pork, and then everything. And then it'll only be globalist elites that are allowed to raise meat. It'll still be around, but only for them. The plans have all been laid out, and I've deciphered it, and it's a 100% match that they're going to do this. So, and to be clear, it's 100% they're planning it. We may be able to stop them if you listen to me this time and we get the word out. I mean, them taking meat away from us has got me so upset because it's associated with health and IQ, and plus it's delicious, that I'm going to contact Joe today. Now, I've been texting with him this morning already, but I'm going to call him and say, will you please cover this? Because Joe thinks he can do more good not having me on and covering the same topics, not making it about Alex Jones, which is probably true, so I don't care. We've had that discussion. That's fine. But he's a big beef lover. We both are. That's one of our pastimes. We eat a nice steak together. And I'm going to say, hey, we should go get a steak soon. Usually I call and ask. Well, let's go tonight. But we'll see. But I don't even know if he's in town. He's always flying around doing stuff. And I'm going to have a little discussion with him, and I'm going to present this to him. Because, you know, he covers it. Well, that'll reach, you know, a lot of people, and then everybody else kind of copies what he does. And so we can actually turn this around before they do it. But the thing is, it's not about being right 12, 13 years ago and it all coming true. It's about stopping the next move. And I say that because Joe sent me the clip that everybody sends me constantly that's had hundreds of millions of views. You know, they'll get 5, 10 million views on Instagram and they'll take it down. And somebody just puts it back up. Joe sent me this morning this clip, so I thought I would send it to the crew and have them play it. There's so many versions of it, different edits of it, but we're going to play this coming up at the bottom of the hour. Remember when people laughed at this? Oh boy, it was really funny. Oh boy, it's aged well. That's what the Punisher Dim 776 said, and it's got 1.2 million views. It went up last night. It'll get about 10 million, and then they'll take it down. But Joe might have sent it out or something because he sent it to me. But hey, will you guys overhead shot this place? This is just where I predicted exactly what happened. And again, I'm going to explain something to you. That's not worthless that it all came true because at least people will listen to me now. But it's not as good. It's kind of like a C- to tell you 12 years ahead and then not stop it. What the A plus is, or the 100 score, what we're all looking for, is to understand that I know the enemy battle plan, and that's what I do. And I study it so much that I know these things. I know the telltale signs, I know the markers, thousands of data points. Our brains are supercomputers. We are the AI that God made. That I know what they're planning next. Like, I know Stop Having Kids is a consortium of PETA and Alexander Soros. I just know that. Now, they'll ask how I know that. They'll be totally freaked out. Well, I brought down PETA. So now they've rebranded themselves, and I'm going to bring this group down because this is PETA 2.0, and I'm going to tie it all together today. You want Over the Horizon News? They're about to poison the meat.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual.
You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com because these are amazing products. So we have super high quality colloidal silver, sold out for 3+ years, 300 parts per million, silver bullet, now back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. We have nitric boost that cleans out your blood, discounted InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great CBD oil, full spectrum, highest quality, for half the price that the same thing is sold in stores for. We private label it. Third parties have tested it. They say it's the highest rated out there. They're like, wow, this is really great, the lowest price we've seen. Yeah, it's amazing for your neurological systems, your joints, your bones, everything. Get our full spectrum CBD oil, InfoWarsStore.com. And there's a few signed copies left of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. But whatever you do, spread the word about the broadcast. We'll be
this
right back.
This is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth, baby.
So when you get told by Klaus Schwab that you will eat the bugs and you will own nothing and you will have nothing and you'll like it, it's because most of you are going to be dead. And the rest of you are going to submit to it, they think. Now, just as the sun came up this morning, they're going to hit the food supply with a whole different spectrum of prions and other tick-borne illnesses. And they're going to blame everything on the ticks. But they've already been pre-planning and beta testing all of this. And you ask, why do they want to do this? 2 billion people on Earth depend on bovine for survival. 2 billion people. Genesis starts talking about the beef, the cows, and how it was a gift from God and the grass. So I'm going to be covering this more next hour and the chronology of mad cow crisis. But I've looked at all the angles and have been wanting to get to this for a while. And the crew came in this morning and said, have you seen all the news about how it's a crisis? This tick is biting people and they can't eat beef anymore. And I said, yeah, funny you said that. I was going to be covering that this week. My wife's dad, my father-in-law, is in town after he survived his latest heart attack. And he's doing better. And one of his good friends owns a small ranch that has Black Angus up in Omaha, outside Omaha, and he got bit by this tick and can't eat beef now. He gets violently ill if he does. So the tick thing is real, but the cover story is going to be the tick. There's a bunch of other things they're cooking up and doing, because I've studied their whole attack. Chronology of mad cow crisis. Red meat allergy caused by ticks is an emerging public health concern, CDC, and is an emergency. AGS tick-borne meat allergy puts thousands of Americans at risk. That ties into this. Deadly COVID-style pandemic could easily start in U.S. in our food supply, USA Today. And it all ties into Pfizer demands nations put up collateral to cover liability for the shots. Remember, the UN said we don't give any of the, quote, refugees or migrant shots because we don't want to be liable. That really woke a lot of people up. Oh, wait. Oh, and the UN doesn't mandate their people take it. Oh, and all the bureaucrats and the high-level federal agency post, they're exempt, too. They've been exempt the whole time. They're not going to kill themselves. No, that's for you. And that said, I was out to eat at dinner last night with my wife and one of our musician friends, really smart guy. And he's a great country singer and pretty successful. And he was talking about his children basically being made to take it to go to college and things like that, and how his son would stop taking it because his friend works at the hospital as a nurse and just saw all the sick and dying from it. And I was thinking, why haven't I done what we've did a lot in the last 3 years, pretty much this year? I think once or twice we've kind of opened the phones up for a little while for the, quote, vaccine damage to call in. And we don't screen your calls. If you love the shot, call in. No, nobody's ever called in that loves it. That we had one sarcastic call once. We've got like thousands of calls against and like one call for. But I thought, why not just limit it? Because we just load the phone lines. We take hundreds of calls of the victims. Not enough hours in the day to take them all. And their families and those victimized around them. But what about the doctors and nurses and what they've seen? Because you know, every fourth or fifth call was a doctor or nurse about the horror they saw. And we've had the studies and we've had the scientists on and we've gone over it. And there's a bunch of new studies out that are just even more damning about how poison these things are and how they erase your immune system and cause infertility and just blood clots and everything else. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nitric Boost. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about with all the stuff going on in the environment, not just the poison shots, but the shedding, all the rest of it. Regardless, with the nanotech prions and in all the toxic waste and the nanoplastics and all the crap that's out there, it's so good for your artery, so good for your brain, so good for your heart. Nitric Boost is what everybody should be taking. Plus, it has the great side effects of spectacular libido. And just you have to experience it for yourself as a man, but it's also great for a woman. Nitric Boost discounted, double Patriot points. Patriot Pride Month of July ends in just 5-6 days. Take advantage of these sales. Super Female Vitality is in stock. Super Male is sold out. Super Female will sell out soon. It's the same as Super Male, same formula. It's a different label. Works great. Concentrated herbs for stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. That's 60% off. We have our full spectrum CBD oil that is way, way lower cost than any competitors and just as good or better as the top brands out there, the private label of a top brand. That's available. InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Bone Broth is selling out. Ultimate Krill Oil selling out. Ultimate Fish Oil selling out. Despite that, they're all discounted. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, both 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 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 It's got products you need. I'll never give up. I'll never give in. And I want my enemies to know something. I'm loyal to this crew. But you demonizing me and making me the devil turned this into a folk hero operation, which I don't even deserve to be. I get almost nothing but love now, 99% love. It's insane. And I've got offers all over the place with systems that are bulletproof against all your BS that are cut and dry. But I've not taken those deals because of this crew and this operation and this brain trust out of loyalty and the symbol that this operation is. But know this, you strike this operation down, I'll become 1,000 times more powerful. You have no idea what you've done. Just like Tucker Carlson, 5 million viewers a night, 100 million viewers a night today. You're a joke. And you did not break our will because we have the Holy Spirit and God on our side. The New World Order failed.